I'd like to take this opportunity to personally thank all of you for your support to URA. We need your support. We hope you'll keep up your support in the future. You know, there's a lot of tzedakas out there. They're all very important. Kulam ahuvim, kulam barurim. And everybody has their own type of thing that they're taking care of. URA, we take care of neshamas. That's what we specialize in. Creating neshamas with all the different projects that we have, I'm sure you're familiar with many of them. And when you give a donation, you're part of all of them, whether it's tuitions for kids that we have hundreds of kids that we support in all different yeshivas and seminaries, partners that we have, Torah mates, thousands of them all over the country, over the world. Camp, over 1,000 kids every summer coming. And there's so many different things, whether it's the Shatzan service, Shabbatonim, retreats for the men and women. When you support us, you're supporting all of these different projects that we have. And we appreciate it, and we need it, and we hope you'll keep it up. I want to tell you something now which is very hurtful and very sad, but we must be aware of it, keep it in mind. The care professionals are telling us that the possibility, the chance for Kiruv is slowly coming to a close. The windows are closed, the doors are closing. The people who used to help Kiruv them had a shaykhus to Yiddishkeit from the Baba, from the Zayda. Today, the next generation, they have no idea about Judaism whatsoever. They're not affiliated in any way, not reformed, not conservative, not connection to their grandparents, great-grandparents, and they are becoming very indifferent and very uninterested in Yiddishkeit. It's very hard to mekarev them. They have no interest whatsoever. That's what we're being told. It's an emergency for us to realize that we have to do our utmost to try to bring these people back before it's too late. The assimilation is rampant, intermarriage is rampant, and it's very vital for us to do everything we can now to be able to save these neshamas from totally being lost. So it's more important than ever. We need this, as much support as possible to expand our programs and to do the best we can to try to bring these families back to Yiddishkeit. I want to mention to all of you that, of course, we need your support, monetary support, but let's keep in mind that we can do Kira by ourselves in a great capacity besides donating funds. Every time we go to a chasana, we see people there that are not affiliated with Yiddishkeit, whether it might be relatives, Uncle Joe, and Tante Bessie, whoever it might be, that they come to the chasna, but they have no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit, very little shaykhs to Yiddishkeit, or the person sitting next to us who came as a friend, a business partner of Jewish people, have no connection to Yiddishkeit. And we can get them to get a Torah partner, a Torah mate, that will study with them half hour a week on the telephone. And people say, well, what can I do? People are not interested. I can't go to my relatives. You'd be surprised. People thought for sure they can't do anything about it. They asked them, and people are interested. And they became affiliated, and they took a chavrusa, a Torah mate. And you'd be surprised how far reaching a Torah mate can be. We see some people come back to Yiddishkeit. They've been one of our highly successful projects, Torah mates, that we have. And you can be part of it by talking to your business associates, friends, people you meet at the gas station to fill up for gas, any business you go into, any simcha you go to. We can be very instrumental in getting them to have a shaykh to Yiddishkeit, getting them a Torah mate. People ask me if I have a chance to do one thing, tell a person they'd like to do something for Yiddishkeit, one thing they should do, should be light candles, should they put on tefillin, and I say the best thing is get them to study Torah once a week, because that keeps them connected, keeps them educated, and brings them close to Yiddishkeit. So please keep up your support, we appreciate it very much. And this chus, you should be healthy, have nachas from your children, they should grow up to be big talmid chachamim, yor shemayim, balmidus tovus. And we should realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very happy with this great support that that you're doing to save neshamas. And certainly he's there to answer our tefillahs, especially since we're taking care of his children. It's a special ava for those who support the Torah, support Kiruv. And we hope that we'll be able, in this chus, not only to see Mashiach, but help bring Mashiach, Mirav Yemenu, and all the best to all of you. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
You may not even know my name,
but thanks to you I'm learning
and I'm growing every day.
Our future generations,
they're shining strong
because of you. So this next standing ovation
is a token of their thanks to you.
We wanna say a thank you. You may not even know our name, but thanks to you we're learning and we're growing every day. We are the future generation. You're shining strong because of you. So this next standing ovation is a token of our day.